Another really bad day at the global stock markets and in the global economy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Stock markets have plummeted today after an earlier global sell-off and a Federal Reserve report that shows the economy needs a lot more help. Let's do the numbers. The Dow is off more than 3%, 3.3%, 355 points at 10,769. The Nasdaq and S&P each down about 2.5% to 3%. Asian shares were much lower today, anywhere from between 2% and 5%, and markets are down in Europe or have closed for the day in Europe, down about 4% to 4.5%. Now, what the Fed specifically announced is that it's changing its investments in an attempt to drive down long-term interest rates, most notably those for mortgages. It's an idea known as the twist. But Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports from Washington, there are a lot of folks who don't seem to hold out much hope that the latest plan will do any good.
Even though interest rates are already at record lows, the Fed is trying to make borrowing more attractive. Rob Carnell, chief international economist at ING Bank, doesn't think it'll make any difference.
I think the real purpose of twist was to just deliver something to a market that was desperate for some sort of response.
The markets fear that the Fed is essentially frightened.
Karen Petru is with Federal Financial Analytics.
These actions are so desperate and so dramatic that even if Operation Twist works, what the market is reacting to is the fact that the Fed thinks it needs to have to.
In their post-meeting statement, Fed members also raise new red flags about the outlook for the economy. And that sets up the possibility the central bank will try even more rescue attempts in the future. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
We got word today fewer Americans filed for first-time unemployment benefits last week. The Labor Department said applications shrank by 9,000. Good news, sure, but that's not enough to shrink the jobless rate. Now, a lot of those who are having a really tough time finding work are young people. The U.S. Census Bureau said today the latest recession did a terrible number on job prospects for 20 to 30-year-olds. And things aren't much better today. Robert Lerman is a fellow at the Urban Institute. He's professor of economics at American University. He's with us now from Washington to talk about it. Professor, good morning.
Morning.
I thought the world of the working was for the young. I mean, why aren't young people getting jobs?
Well, in all recessions, young people are the last to get jobs because it's much easier to keep somebody on a job than to hire new people. Young people tend to have higher turnover. And they don't have quite the same skills that an experienced person does.
How does this data compare to other generations? I mean, even Generation Xers and Baby Boomers, you know, the previous two generations before them.
We're dealing with a very, very bad recession. And the last time that we had unemployment rates in this range was in the early 80s. Now that they're very high, it's magnified all the more.
I mean, is this about work ethic? Is it just because of the high unemployment rate, lack of experience? What is it about? What can you put your finger on?
Demand.
Really?
Part of it is the recession, of course, but part of it is that we don't do a good enough job of integrating young people.
What do you think the long-term effect on these kids, and I call them kids, young adults are?
Yeah, they're going to have a barrier. But I'm not quite as pessimistic as some of the other analysts that the scarring will be that dramatic. There will be a permanent loss. But if we can get the economy to recover, then I think you'll see them take advantage of some of the opportunities.
Robert Lerman, a fellow at the Urban Institute, professor of economics over at American University. Professor, thanks.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, offering business owners financial guidance for the long term. Information at massmutual.com. And by CSX, transporting 2 billion pounds of goods to market by train and working to help move the economy forward. CSX, how tomorrow moves. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
CarMax reported today quarterly used car sales rose more than 4% over last year. The used car market's been doing pretty well lately because buyers are anxious about the economy and don't want to buy new. Marketplace's Lisa Roth reports.
Bill Willis is offering $50 to anybody who finds him a good used car. He owns three dealerships in Delaware, including one that only sells used vehicles.
Supply is hard to get. That's our problem, supply. Good quality, low mileage used cars are becoming less and less existent.
New vehicle sales have dropped dramatically since the financial crisis, and people are hanging on to their cars for longer. Leasing has also fallen off, so there isn't that regular flow of three-year-old cars coming onto the market, and rental car companies aren't supplying as many as they used to either. Willis says in some cases, used cars have gotten so expensive, customers are reconsidering and looking at new ones instead, especially with cheaper vehicles like a Chevy Malibu or a Ford Focus.
Boy, do I go ahead and spend $15,000 for a pre-owned or $20,000 for a new. The financing rates are generally better on a new vehicle than they are a used vehicle. So all those things come into play, and that's where you have to weigh the options.
But not everybody's weighing those options. Joe Spina is an analyst at Edmunds.com. He says the traditional used car buyer isn't interested.
A lot of used buyers won't even go to the new lot. I mean, they'll just go looking for a used car, and you know they're on the used car lot. They don't compare to the new car, and then they buy the used.
That's one reason used car prices will probably stay high for a while. Another is that nobody expects the pool of used cars to grow anytime soon. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
And finally, today is World Car Free Day, or as organizers call it, Leave Your Car at Home Day. Thousands have pledged to use mass transit, bike, or heaven forbid, walk to work. There are car-free events all over the country and Washington and free shuttle rides in other cities, prizes given out to those who leave their cars at home. Here in Los Angeles, of course, Leave Your Car at Home Day means something else. Parking it on the Santa Monica Freeway to enjoy its new home for the next hour and a half. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Financial news changes by the very minute. Domestic and global markets are crazy.
China's not about to move away from buying U.S. Treasuries.
The European Central Bank wading into the Spanish and Italian government bond market today.
The whole debt ceiling debate made us look dysfunctional. We all know that.
That's okay, though, because we're here. Marketplace. It's the business show for the rest of us. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.